Good day, everyone. Welcome back to Dreams Warp, the podcast that helps you sculpt your dreams into reality. For this episode, we're going to be addressing a question. And the question is, why do I keep attracting bad things into my life? So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. All right, everyone, let's go ahead and get into this. My name is George, and if this is your first time here, first I want to say thank you for clicking on the podcast check to check out the content. This podcast presents a psychotherapist and Zen Buddhist perspective on the mind and how it manifests your moment-to-moment reality. Ultimately, the podcast is here to help you master your life, master your reality through mastery of your mind. So if that's something that interests you, you've definitely come to the right place. So like I said in the intro, I wanted to address this question, which I get pretty often. I got it recently again, had somebody email me. Anyways, as I always say in many of these episodes, if you ever want to reach out to me for, you know, comment, question, concern, you could always send an email to elucidatethereal@gmail.com. So you could always reach me that way, or just find any one of my YouTube videos, just find the YouTube channel by the same name, Dreams Warp. Find any video and just post a comment under that video. I get notified right away, and I can then respond, you know, and discuss it a little bit. But I recently had gotten an email, somebody stating basically, in a nutshell, I'm paraphrasing here, you know, hey, I'm following your, you know, this and such technique. I'm doing this, and I feel like I'm still attracting, you know, negativity into my life. I'm still manifesting these negative things in my life, and I want to know what's going on. You know, why isn't this working for me? That this kind of thing, okay, this kind of issue. So I wanted to address this, and hopefully we'll get something out of this that helps you in your practice today. That's the always the ultimate goal, to help you in your practice today. So we have to look at this from a couple of different angles. I'm basically going to be covering three possible reasons that this could be happening, okay? I'll start with, let me just think here, what's the best way to begin? As you could tell, I don't come into these with a whole written game plan. I just try to be genuine, be real with you all. So the first thing that I guess we can talk about is, obviously, we want to talk about, I guess many people talk about subconscious beliefs. I have addressed this before in other podcast episodes. You can search for this here on the podcast or on the YouTube channel. I think like many terms, when we talk about subconscious beliefs, that term, I think there's a lot of different people attribute different meaning to that term, okay? So I want to be very clear when I use that term, what am I talking about? So it's not a very complex thing to understand. The gist of it basically is that we all grow up in an environment, right? We grow up around adults, whether they be our parents or other caretakers, and you know, going wider than that, we have, you know, our school, you know, our upbringing, our education, cultures in which we are raised, even religious beliefs that we come or were raised in, socioeconomic, you know, status effects on our lives. All of these things basically shape our minds, okay? Shapes our minds into certain ways. And of course, as what seems to be time, okay, or maybe a better word is experience, as experiences rise and fall through our consciousness, this shape of our mind that has been created through all of these different variables that I just listed, it takes the experience and it always colors it a certain way, right? It always shapes it a certain way. It always takes moment to moment reality and it explains it to you in your own voice in a way that kind of makes sense, quote unquote, given your history, given your past. So that's what I would call, okay, in all of that explanation, what I would call subconscious beliefs. So a lot of, you know, part of it as well, since we're using the term subconscious, is that a lot of this stuff is happening outside of our awareness, right? And that's why I've said it here, I harp on it all the time. why building our awareness through a practice like meditation is so important, because we need, the only way to change something is to first become aware of it. So that would be reason number one, is this kind of things that we are still carrying around, okay, ways of interpreting our moment-to-moment experience that is based on our past, okay? And of course, it's out of our awareness. That would be one possible reason that you continue to manifest negative things in spite of learning these new, you know, practices, you know, your typical kind of law of attraction stuff that you usually find on the internet. That's kind of a simple reason that we could understand. Doesn't mean it's easy to fix. I'm just saying it's easy to understand. And of course, building more awareness is how you address that first and foremost. No other way around that. You have to become aware of all of these beliefs, or as many as you can. It's really a never-ending process, because our think about it, our experience, our upbringing, our exchanges with other people as we're growing up, our lessons learned, ways of interpreting life. It's really layers and layers and layers and layers of basically thoughts, emotions, feelings, beliefs. You know, it's just belief structures. And these belief structures, again, shape our moment-to-moment experience so much more than we give them credit for. We really, we tend to think that we are free to interpret each and every moment as we're as free as possible. But the truth is that many of us, 99.9% of us, I believe, are still not really expressing our true full potential because of these belief structures that are constantly, distorting, okay, is a good way to put it, distorting the potential of each and every miracle that you experience when you breathe, when you are alive, okay? So that would be reason number one, okay? I'm trying to go through these a little quickly because I want to get to the last one, and which requires a little bit more depth. And I don't want to make this too long. So let's go reason number two. I think I explained reason number one enough. Reason number two, okay, it's an overlap with reason one, but it's not exactly the same, okay? So reason number two is, let's also remember that we do not live in a vacuum, okay? We have other individuals, other people. Ultimately, yes, in ultimate reality, we are all one. Yes, I agree with that, okay? But in our more practical day-to-day affairs, okay, we are dealing with other individuals, okay, who may not think like you, who may not believe like you. And this, of course, okay, as you two interact, and it could be someone you're very, very close to, right? It could be a family member, somebody you live with. As you interact with these people, depending on your own practice and how awakened you are and how aware you are, other people's beliefs, thoughts, actions can have an impact on your own vibration. I guess that would be the best word, since we're talking within the context of manifesting and law of attraction, we'll just use that term, your vibration, okay? So you may, wake up in the morning, do your affirmations, do some visualizing, maybe write, do some scripting. And by the time you're done, you're feeling great. You're charged up. You're very hopeful. You're, expecting the best thing out of your day. And then you come out of your bedroom and you run into somebody who tells you something like, oh, man, you look terrible today. Or I don't know, something really negative, maybe kind of nasty, or somebody basically just saying, hey, this dream of yours isn't going to happen. I don't know why you're wasting your time with all this stuff. That can also have an impact on how you feel, right? And ultimately, as I'm going to get into in a minute, how you feel is the most important factor, and how you manage feelings is the most important factor when it comes to achieving true change to your reality, true changing of yourself, really, because your reality and who you are ultimately one and the same. So that would be the second factor, okay, is other people that you have almost a vibrational connection with, I guess is a good way to put it. So family, friends, people that you have emotional connection to, okay? And again, how much they're able to impact your vibration is 100% connected to how aware you are within your own practice, how aware you are of your own connection to source. Because if you're fully like an awakened master, then really, no matter what anybody says, it's not really going to affect you that much, right? It's really not. It might have a little bit of an effect, you know, let's be real, we're all human, but it's not going to have that much of an impact on your vibration. Whereas if you're, you know, somewhere along the journey, maybe you're not, you know, and it also varies from person to person. Some people, you know, may say something and you don't really invest much attention into it. And you're like, yeah, whatever, it just rolls off your back, not a big deal. But you have other people maybe that you feel a lot more close to, that whose opinion means much more to you. And that, of course, may have a stronger impact. So that would be reason number two. That things may not be going the direction that you would like, in spite of the fact that you are starting out on all these practices and you feel like you're really giving it your all, but things still aren't working for you. That could be another thing to consider, okay? Now, I want to get into the third one, which is going to be a little bit more, like I said, in depth. So let me just pause here for a minute, allow a word from a sponsor, and we'll get into that last one, which I think is the one we really need to talk about, okay? Just be right back. All right, you all, thank you for your patience. I am back. So let's get into third possibility here, okay, for why things can that you don't like the way they continue to manifest in your life. And I think I have a pretty clear way of explaining this, at least I certainly hope I do. But let me just start with the simplest way to put it, and then I'll explain a little bit further and hopefully give you a better idea of how you can go forward from here, as we move along. So we all have things in our life that maybe we want or that we want more of. So maybe you're looking for financial success. Maybe you're looking for more intimacy, more love in your life. Maybe you're looking to better your health. Maybe you're looking to, I don't know, promotion at work. Whatever it is that you're working on that you want to attract into your life more. Okay, and I want to talk about this word attraction too, because I think it's really not the best word. I don't really like it that much when it comes to this process of creating your life. I don't really feel that we attract things to us. I feel more that we kind of our reality, our external reality, is a reflection of our mind state. So as our mind state changes, and when I say mind here, I'm not talking about the state of the, you know, the, I've talked about it many times, the ego mind, the chatty mind, the talking mind, the linear problem-solving mind. I'm talking about mind in the sense of your whole consciousness, your whole being, okay, including your connection to source, or I guess better way to put it, your most natural awakened state, okay? That's what I'm really talking about when I say mind, that your reality is ultimately a reflection of your awareness or your connection to your high self. That's really what your external life is a reflection of. So it's not entirely accurate to say that you attract something into your life. I would say it's more accurate to say that you change yourself, and then your external, quote-unquote, external reality begins to reflect the change you've made within yourself. And then it appears as if something has been attracted into your life. But the truth is that thing was never missing, okay? It's always been there. It's just that we weren't open to it, okay? It just wasn't appearing before you because of blocks, okay? Or because of some of the stuff I talked about possibly, you know, before the sponsored segment, you know, those other two possibilities that I mentioned. Now, the main reason, the third reason that I want to share here with you is that, as I was just saying, we all have things that we want in our lives, and we may use techniques like affirmations, visualization, scripting, maybe 5x55, you know, whatever it is that you're using. And we want these things. And as we see these things appear, or we see what you could say, like echoes of these things, like signs that these things may be coming, little things, right? We can get very excited. We can get very motivated. We can start to feel very positive. And this is wonderful. We want to continue this, right? We want to be grateful for those things, because that will continue to increase that snowball effect of change within, which will ultimately become reflected in your external reality. So that's great. But, and this is where we get into the core of this, is as we may be seeing these signs, these little echoes, these things starting to appear, we at the same time may still be experiencing aspects of our quote-unquote external reality which do not reflect the movement in which we wish to go, right? So let's make this real concrete example. Let's say I'm looking to manifest more financial abundance, right? And I start doing affirmations, visualizing all this stuff that I just mentioned. And, you know, we see maybe, we get a refund, suddenly a surprise refund in the mail, or you get a great discount on something, right? And all those things count in my book, right? You're saving money, you just made money, right? So that's good. But then maybe you also are still getting, you know, you get a surprise bill in the mail, you get, you know, some news that maybe, something came up, you owe money to somebody, whatever, something that reflects the opposite of what you want. And now here's the key thing. If there's a very strong emotional reaction, right? A very strong emotional reaction. Oh, I hate this. Oh God, why does this keep happening? That kind of emotional reaction is part of what keeps that stuff manifesting, okay? For lack of a better word, that's emotional reaction is part of what keeps that kind of vibration alive in you, okay? So I want to use a metaphor here, believe it or not, from math that I'm hoping will will make sense. I know I'm not a lover of math, but some things are really good. So I remember in school learning about we used to learn about the value of a number, right? So if you look at a number line where you have zero in the middle, and let's say you look to the left and you have -1, -2, -3, -4, -5, and then you look to the right of the zero and you have +1, +2, +3, +4, +5, right? So you have this number line and five spots going negative, five spots going positive, right? So I remember learning that, like, if you have +3, you know where that is, right? It's three spots to the right of the zero, right? Or if you have -3, that's three spots to the left of the zero. But I remember learning about something very interesting, which was the absolute value of a number. And the absolute value of a number is how many spaces it is away from zero, regardless if it's going right or left. So the absolute value of +3 and -3 is the same. It's three, right? It's three. It's that's just the way that it is. So when we take this concept and we apply it to emotions, okay? And let's remember, thoughts alone do not manifest, okay? Thoughts alone do not change your reality. We think thoughts all day long, more than half of them don't manifest into anything, okay? But what makes certain thoughts more likely to manifest into something or something appears in your external reality is how much emotion, right, those thoughts can trigger. So something we feel very strongly about, we will tend to attract more to us. And again, I'm using the word attract because it just fits within the context of what we're talking about. But ultimately, it's not about attraction, it's about reflection. So if you have a very strong positive emotion about something, right? And for gratitude is a good example. You feel very, very grateful for something. You feel a lot of love for something, right? Then just naturally speaking, you are going to keep that thing in your environment. That thing is going to continue to appear. So we always say the more you could express gratitude for something, the more you will see it appear in your life. The more you exercise looking for it and expressing gratitude for it, the more you will start to see it, the more it will begin to appear. And this is true. This is definitely true, because that habit is reshaping your mind, and that is how the external reality starts to appear different. But in the opposite scale, it is also true that which I express a lot of hatred for. Oh God, I hate that person. I just can't stand when they say stuff like that, or I can't stand when they do that, or I can't stand when they look at me like that. Then you are also. The absolute value of the emotion, whether the emotion is positive or negative, the absolute value of an emotion is what keeps that thing alive in your vibration. It keeps it alive in your reality. So when you have a very strong negative reaction to something that you hate, something that you don't want around anymore, something that you really want to get rid of, although you're saying to yourself, oh, but I'm doing all these practices. I'm feeling more grateful. I'm doing more this. I'm doing more that. I'm really looking to be more positive. That's good. Keep doing that. That's wonderful. But at the same time, you have to look at where you are now, right? And say to yourself, are there things in my life right now that I just can't stand, that I want to get rid of so bad? It's like, I want to manifest this thing that I want so badly because I hate this other thing so much and I want to get out of it so much. If that's the case, okay, then you need to be careful, because that kind of strong emotional reaction, whether it's positive or negative, it doesn't matter. That emotion is what is investing a lot of power into your thoughts about whatever that thing is. And those charged thoughts, those thoughts that are charged with so much emotion, those are the things that you are going to continue to see pop up in your life. Because it's the emotional significance that we give those thoughts and we give those things that is ultimately going to ensnare us to those things and keep us attached or tied to those things. So I would say, and this is going to sound a little extreme, I would say my own personal experience, 10 to 20% of quote unquote manifesting the life of my dreams, 10 to 20% is really about looking toward things that I want to have and expressing, you know, good feelings toward those things. That's 10 to 20% of it. But 80 to 90% for me has been about stopping the negative emotional reactions to the things that I don't want to have anymore. That is usually, I would say, where people get a lot more stuck. And that is probably a vast majority of the reasons why negative things keep manifesting. It's because of this, okay? Even the very question, oh my God, I hate this, why do I keep manifesting this? is a pretty good sign right there that that very reaction is part of the reason that thing continues to manifest. So I'm not saying that you totally ignore things that are issues in your life, right? There's an issue in your life, somebody you need to deal with, some situation that you don't like, that you have to deal with, that, you know, whether it's a bill you have to pay or a relationship that, you know, something that that needs to be said or expressed. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. You should just ignore it. You know, just pretend it's not there. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you could take the actions you need to take, but hatred is not required, right? You don't have to be so emotionally charged up about whatever action it is that needs to be taken. And I realize that for many, this is a tall order. This can be quite a challenge because some things are just very emotionally challenging. And this is, again, why we come back to the importance of meditation and awareness. Because as you build yourself in that practice, you will become more in... control is not quite the right word. Let's just say that you will be better able to manage emotional reactions. That's a good way to put it. I'm not saying you can totally control all your feelings. that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that as you build in your practice of awareness and meditation, mindfulness, stuff I talk about here all the time, you will be better, much, much, much better, be better able to manage those strong emotional reactions. And you'll be able to manage your feelings in a way that direct them much more toward gratitude, joy, happiness, because that is really what we want to do more of, okay? So those would be my three reasons. One is, of course, the subconscious beliefs, or where I started, the upbringing, your past, cultural lessons learned as a child, religious beliefs, you know, relationships with others. This is the first category. Second category would be people in your life right now that may be affecting your efforts. And the third would be this last one that I was just talking about, is these strong negative reactions to things that are currently appearing in your life. Those strong emotions, even though they're negative, and again, going back to the absolute value, is the absolute value of the emotion is what's really going to keep that thing or keep you ensnared to that thing and keep it manifesting for you. So I hope you found this information helpful. I hope I addressed the question well. Stay tuned tomorrow. I'll be back with another Zen stream on Sunday. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.